In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I once had a parishioner in my church. He was a member of what has been called the greatest generation. His name was Lamar Floyd, and Lamar was one of my senior wardens at St. Mark's Parish in Brunswick, Georgia, where Lamar attended church all of his life. One of the things that made Lamar special to me was that Lamar had served as an enlisted infantry soldier in the United States Army in World War II. In fact, Lamar went ashore at the beach at Normandy on D-Day in the Normandy invasion. He went ashore, and by the grace of God, he survived. One day when Lamar was telling me about his wartime experience, he described in painful detail the suffering he had seen and had been through himself. He described the intense emotion that he felt at times, particularly there at Normandy. He talked about how the horror of war affects anybody who comes close to it. But then Lamar said this. He said, "But you know, Father Bob, looking back on it, those 4 years were some of the best years of my life." He said, "Those were some of the best years of my life because serving as a soldier during the war, I had this feeling that I was part of something bigger than myself." He said, "I felt I was on a real mission. I felt like I was giving all I had, even my own life if necessary, for something important, something worthwhile." And then Lamar said this. He said, "Ever since I came home from the war, I've been active here at St. Mark's because here in church I have that same feeling of being part of something bigger than myself that's important and worth doing." I believe that the important thing Lamar experienced in his army days in World War II is also something Jesus is getting at in today's gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke. You'll recall that in today's gospel reading, Jesus highlights for us the power and the importance of community. In this gospel for today, Jesus shows his followers how their full participation in community in order to carry out Jesus' work is the key to our own fulfillment in our personal lives. You see, in today's gospel, Jesus really gets his ministry rolling by increasing the size and the momentum of his active community. Now, usually when we think of the first followers of Jesus, we generally think of the 12 disciples, that initial core group, that first little embryonic community Jesus formed at Capernaum in Galilee. But here in Luke's gospel, Jesus adds tremendous additional power and outreach to his earthly ministry. And Jesus does this by dramatically increasing the expanse of his reach and his influence all through that region. In this scene, Jesus calls out an additional 70 persons to become active participants in his core group, his community, what would later be known as the ecclesia, or the church. And Jesus calls these persons to join with him. And Jesus gives them a mission, which is to actually represent him, to work in teams, to proclaim a hopeful, upbeat message that God's love is for all people, to proclaim a message that sins are forgiven, to proclaim an invitation that all persons now are invited to lean into God's embrace and that they are welcome. To proclaim that a new age of God's presence and God's love is beginning. In addition to this clear, crisp, positive message to proclaim, Jesus also imparts to these 70 followers the power that they need to confront evil and the power to heal the sick. And so in the reading, as you recall, after they get their mission and after they are empowered, off they go. Out into the villages and towns of Galilee, and out they go to represent Jesus, to impart hope, to forgive sins, to heal wounds, to bind up the broken wherever they go, and do it all in Jesus' name. And we're told that when the 70 return to Jesus after they've been out on their mission, there's a grand celebration. The 70 come back and they are proud of what they have accomplished. They can't believe how effective they've been. They report to Jesus that, quote, even the demons, even the powers of evil are subject to them because of Jesus' name. And then Jesus celebrates with them and he says, and yes, and while you guys were out there proclaiming and healing, well, I saw Satan himself fall like lightning from the sky. Those 70 accomplished their mission. They'd been sent out as sheep among wolves. It had not all been fun. No doubt they'd met opposition. They'd faced hardship. No doubt there were times when they had been full of self-doubt, when they had been fearful. But they accomplished their mission. And now it's time to celebrate. I imagine those 70, after returning from their mission of representing Jesus, felt something akin to what Lamar Floyd felt after serving in World War II. They felt they had participated in something worthwhile that was much bigger than they are. We might call it a sense of having truly lived. Maybe a sense of self-fulfillment. Really experiencing life. I believe that personal fulfillment happens for us as a result or as a byproduct of representing Jesus to others in whatever way works for us. Fulfillment is the result of self-sacrifice and self-giving. It is in giving that we receive. And so here's the bottom line for this morning. Our Lord comes to us in the power of His Word and in the power of this Holy Eucharist. Our Lord comes to us this morning, and today Jesus is with us. And right now, here at Grace Church, this morning, Jesus is looking for about 70 persons here at Grace Church to step up, to come off the sidelines, and to receive power from God to represent Jesus in an active way. Here among us, and out there in our community, however we are able to serve. Jesus is recruiting this morning. Jesus is recruiting disciples and followers to commit to Him or to recommit to Him today, to do His work among us by imparting God's love to others in our attitude and in how we regard and how we treat other people, and in getting things done, by healing wounds, by being a source of strength and support to others. Jesus is looking for about 70 to step up, to be equipped, and to accomplish His mission here among us. And there are plenty of jobs to do. There are plenty of slots to be filled. It's not always fun, or it's not always easy to represent Jesus. Sometimes it takes sacrifice. Sometimes it's like being a sheep among wolves, particularly out in the culture. For example, you might choose to help us visit the sick as part of your ministry. You might take on the role of helping us with pastoral care. That's a good thing. But pastoral care is not always easy. There are all kinds of ways to serve, but let's say you step up to help us with pastoral care, that is to visit the sick. I can imagine that one day you could find yourself standing next to a hospital bed, maybe on the oncology ward, or over at the heart tower at Mission Hospital. And you are there to visit a sick person in Jesus' name. But on this particular visit, while you're standing there next to that hospital bed making your visit, this time things get really real. And it gets to a point where everything inside you is telling you to cut and run. You're uncomfortable in that environment. All the tubes, medical equipment, all the sounds and the smells, and it is sickness like you have never seen before. You don't know what to say, and you are so close to just turning around and leaving. But you don't leave. God's Holy Spirit gives you the courage and the inner fortitude for you to stand fast next to that patient, next to that person. And so you stay. And you continue to hold her hand. And you say a little prayer. Or maybe you just listen to her talk about her grandchild who just graduated. Or maybe you don't do anything or say anything. You just be there with her for a few moments. But you stay. And through your act of ministry, through your staying, through the power of God channeling through you and into that person, one who is sick receives the comfort and the healing Jesus wants her to have, thanks to you. The healing power of the Holy Spirit given to you at baptism and then reinforced here at this altar every week in the Holy Eucharist has been shared through you to someone in need in an adverse situation. Well, Jesus is looking for about 70 persons here at Grace to step up in an active way to serve, to step up, to recommit or to commit and be a part of something much bigger than any of us, namely the ushering in of Christ's presence among us in whatever way and however God needs us to serve. Amen.